With Reno Public Radio's Movie Moments, I'm Robin Hollibird. The Shape of Water takes on a recognizable form in Guillermo del Toro's new movie. It follows the premise of King Kong and Creature from the Black Lagoon in noting that monsters want love, too. Like its even more identifiable source, Beauty and the Beast, The Shape of Water also says the girl wants the monster, only this time in his non-human form. The cinematic reference to Beauty and the Beast goes back to Jean Cocteau's 1946 French version, not Disneyized variations. Surreal and romantic, that older pair inspired Del Toro to take a softer approach than in his Oscar-winning Pan's Labyrinth. Del Toro draws the best from a cast recognizable to American audiences, especially with supporting roles filled by last year's Oscar nominees Octavia Spencer and Michael Shannon, plus Michael Stuhlbarg on a run this year in awards hopefuls The Post and Call Me By Your Name. 6 Feet Under's Richard Jenkins stands out as story narrator, while Hellboy's Doug Jones once again hides in costumes but moves creatively, including a dance that requires him to glide backwards in flippers. Blue Jasmine's Sally Hawkins leads as a mute cleaning woman whose appeal to a water creature scores stronger than Fay Wray to King Kong. As Eliza, Hawkins' appeal to the beast comes through communication rather than blonde beauty. Like a creature, Eliza shows ties to water, both as an orphan found by a riverside and with unusual scars resembling gills at her throat. But with horror film roots, The Shape of Water shows science as the villain that wants to destroy something good in its quest for finding a powerful weapon. That plotting prevents The Shape of Water from rising above the surface of cliché, but for the most part, Del Toro soars past the mundane by fashioning gorgeous images. He's beautiful, one character says about the creature's appearance, an accurate assessment of the hunky, aquamarine-colored gill man. Pulling from non-horror conceits, set design includes a spacious, watercolored apartment above a gilt-decorated, classy theater from the old school of glamorous movie watching, lovely to look at, with background music pulling a French twist. Paying homage to films from high class to low brow, The Shape of Water takes shape as a movie lover's dream. On KUNR, I'm Robin Hollibird.